Britain. A place to be. Youth clubs have been vanishing, but new studies have started to prove their benefits.
Sometimes the small things make a big difference. Andy Hall, a youth worker from Shropshire, a rural county in England, describes a boy who had been struggling at school. No one had thought to check if his eyes had been tested until he visited a local youth club. A new pair of glasses meant he could see the board. Simple as that. Mr. Hall reckons they changed the boy's life. Youth work, which tends to happen in scruffy sports halls and community centres, is not glamorous. But it can have a big impact, particularly on children who might otherwise fall through the cracks. It has been part of the fabric of Britain's safety net since the 19th century. But in the past 14 years, more than 1,200 youth clubs have closed, leaving a threadbare service. UK Youth, a charity, reckons that millions of young people in Britain still attend youth clubs. Before 2010, local councils provided most of the money, but they have since had their funding cut, which has forced them to focus on statutory services like social care. As a result, funding for youth services from local councils fell from £1 billion in 2011 to £409 million in 2021 in real terms. Rural counties like Shropshire have been particularly hard hit. The council now has only 2 youth centres, down from 12 in 2010, and otherwise relies on voluntary groups. It no longer runs clubs that are open to all, instead targeting the most vulnerable children. Mr. Hall thinks that approach is not working. It makes it hard to build the kind of trusting relationships that lead to good results. One reason youth clubs were in the firing line is that it has been hard to prove their benefits. The work can appear informal, even nebulous, but evidence of their benefits is growing. One study by a team at University College London found that 46% of those attending youth clubs had higher education qualifications by the age of 25, compared with 38% for a matched group. Another found that those who went were more likely to be in paid employment later in life. It may be that youth clubs reach children that other services can't. The new Labour government does, at least, seem interested. It has pledged £300 million for a network of 90 youth hubs for those most at risk, with a focus on mental health. It promises to tilt money towards prevention and follow evidence of what works. Youth work will remain patchy, but it will not disappear.